When you sit down with Tom Hoy, you will get a behind-the-scenes look at some of the biggest events of the 1950s and 60s. So how did he get access to some world-changing moments? His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
You may never have seen a picture of Tom Hoy, but you've probably seen the pictures he took. It was a job that seems to have taken him everywhere to meet some of the most notable names of the day.
I went to work for the old Washington Star in 1953, and I was fortunate enough to pick up a camera for them, be a staff photographer, during a time when I was able to cover the Kennedy years, some of the Nixon years, and cover the White House, cover Capitol Hill. I went to Vietnam for them. I went to Europe several times to cover stories.
Tom has plenty of stories about the many people he covered for the newspaper, including one very famous senator.
In 1959, when Senator John F. Kennedy left for the convention in Los Angeles, the newspaper called me at home and said, would I go over and get a picture of him and a statement if I could? So my wife went with me, and we went over to a private airfield at National Airport, Butler, old Butler Air Force.
When Tom got to the airport, he introduced himself to the senator and then waited for Kennedy to board the private plane. That's when Kennedy asked Tom for a loan.
He went over to a Coke machine and fumbled around a little bit in his pockets, and I said, Senator, can I help you? And he said, yeah, you got any change? I reached in my pocket and pulled out a quarter and gave him the quarter, and he bought two Coca-Colas. And can you believe it? A Coke in those days were a dime. And he went over and he did a little bit of paperwork. And then we went out on the tarmac, and I shot the picture of him waving goodbye as he took off for Los Angeles.
After drinking the Coke, Senator Kennedy walked out to the plane, and Hoy captured the picture of him waving goodbye as he prepared to fly to the Democratic National Convention. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.